Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In what turned out to be a case of ironic timing, the Montana Family Foundation this week filed a major legal challenge seeking to overturn CI 128, the radical constitutional amendment passed by voters in November that legalized abortion up to the moment of birth. The petition was filed by Montana Family Foundation's chief legal counsel, Derek A. Stryker, on the same day that the Montana Supreme Court upheld a district court ruling that nullified three pro-life bills passed during the 2021 legislative session. Holding to its policy of legalized abortion at any time and for any reason, the Supreme Court even tossed a new law that banned abortion after 20 weeks of gestation, the point of viability where a child with proper care stands a chance of surviving outside the womb. This is nothing new. Pro-abortion justices are placed on the Supreme Court with the help of campaign funds donated by Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion mega donors. It's safe to say that the majority of justices on the Montana Supreme Court are bought and paid for by the pro-abortion lobby, and they're doing exactly what they were hired to do. The petition filed by A. Stryker on Monday is timely because CI 128 is set to become effective in July. In this case, we're asking the Supreme Court to exert original jurisdiction and take this case directly rather than going through the district courts. In terms of strategy, and given this court's history of rulings on this subject, it was decided to challenge the process rather than the subject of abortion. In our opinion, CI 128 was legally insufficient in several ways, one of which was the election process itself, which violates Article 14, Section 9, Subsection 3 of the Montana Constitution, which requires that, quote, the proposed amendment be presented to the qualified voters for approval or rejection. This never happened with CI 128. Rather than the actual text of the amendment, what voters saw was a short explanatory statement of the amendment that was actually written by the pro-abortion lawyers and approved by the Montana Supreme Court after they rejected the ballot statement written by the Attorney General. Montana's current constitution was written in 1972 and for the first time in our history gave the people the power to amend the constitution through the initiative process. The first attempt came in 1974 and the second in 1976. In both cases, the full text of the amendment appeared on the ballot itself. In 1977, the legislature amended the election statutes to allow for a short ballot statement. In the 1980s, the Supreme Court overturned a voter-passed initiative because the full text was not made available to voters as required in 14-9-2. They said the public has a right to know exactly what they're voting for, and that same logic applies here. To complicate matters, we enacted same-day voter registration back in 2006. Some will argue that the full text of a constitutional amendment would be published in the Secretary of State's voter information pamphlet, which is then sent to all qualified voters prior to the elections, thus satisfying the requirement in 14-9-3. But what about those Montanans who register and vote on the same day? They never have the opportunity to view the full amendment prior to voting, which is exactly what happened to our two co-plaintiffs in this case. At this point, the court has several options. They can take up the case as requested, or they can tell us to refile in district court, in which case the amendment will take effect before the case is decided. In either case, if they allow the amendment to stand, then CI 128 would have amended the Constitution twice, once with regard to abortion, and the other regarding what voters actually see on the ballot. In either case, it would be a travesty, and we're doing everything in our power to stop it from happening. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.